And I have just a couple of announcements to make for you. First of all, Shirley Bailey's brother passed away yesterday. His name is Joe Blackwell. Arrangements have not been made yet, but when they are, we will let you know. And we want to remember the Baileys in our prayers. Also, I got a phone call yesterday from Gary Bradley. And Gary was all excited. The man who's been preaching at Clanton, I believe it is, where Gary has been working, is moving to another location. And starting in July, Gary will become the full-time minister there at Clanton. And he's very excited about that and wanted y'all to know about it. And so I'll share that news with you. To say the least, I have been distracted. So much so, I did not realize today was Father's Day. Until yesterday, when I was working in my yard, I noticed a box on my porch that had been delivered. And I thought, what has Jane ordered now? And I didn't realize what it was until I walked over and saw on the box, it was labeled on the front of it, Omaha Steaks, and it was the traditional gift that the boys send to me, or at least for the last couple of years. And it's not steaks. It's something else different from the food, but it was there, and I thought, oh, it's Father's Day. And that's not what I'm talking about. And I had really kind of thought Father's Day was still a week or so away, and we would work on that. But I got to thinking, no, this lesson fits perfectly. Because what we want more than anything else as fathers is to protect our families and to bring our families to where they need to be. And that brings us into a lesson that we're going to look at this morning and then conclude on this evening. And the conclusion tonight is going to be one that's not going to be very long, but I hope pulls everything together about helping us to understand how all of this works and how all of it comes together. Once saved, always saved. From the title, I would have added a question mark. But my title page on PowerPoint doesn't like question marks. And sometimes it does not accept them. So I've gotten to where I just don't put any kind of exclamation after them. But once saved, always saved is a question. And the reason why it's a question is because I was having a discussion with a friend, and he had a question. And his question for me was this: is it true that Christians believe that if you believe in Jesus, you can do whatever you want and you will still be saved? And the reason for his question was because he told me that when he grew up as a child, he grew up in the religion of Islam. And growing up in the religion of Islam, this was the primary criticism that Islam made of Christianity. And saying that those Christians, they simply think and believe that if you just believe in Jesus, then you're saved. If you just believe in Jesus, you can do whatever you want to do in life. You can do whatever you want to do in life and you're still going to be saved. I thought that was a kind of a strange criticism coming from Islam. But it comes if you don't know the Bible. It comes if you don't read the Bible and if you only think about certain things. So I thought it would be good for us to think about that this morning because I think this is something that's greatly troubling us. It troubles Christianity because of things taught by John Calvin. But it troubles Christianity because of the way we've started looking at God. Whatever I think God wants me to do, most people have the idea that if I think God is happy with it and if I think that's what God wants me to do, then we're fine. And it doesn't really matter if I'm paying very close attention to the Bible or other things. And when it comes to the point where we choose a church based on preference and ignoring what the Bible actually says, we're in trouble. And we're headed for deeper and deeper trouble. And I want to bear that out in some verses that I think all of us need to remember, and the Bible is full of them. And I hope you'll watch the screen. We're going to be on the screen for the most part throughout the entire lesson. So, once saved, always saved. Is this something that's true? From the beginning of our reading this morning in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus says this: "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,'" think about the phrase, "who recognizes Jesus as Lord, who calls him Lord, who converses with him as Lord, not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven believing Jesus is Lord, but only the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, 'Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? And in your name drive out demons, and in your name perform many miracles?' Then I will tell them plainly, 'I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers.'" Why? Because they weren't listening to the Father. They weren't doing the things that the Father had instructed them to do. Kind of a long reading, but we're going to break it up into sections. And this is a parable that all of us are familiar with, but I want to break it down, and I'll show you how we'll do that on the screen. But let's read all of it through, first of all. See if you can catch the three, four things we're going to highlight. This is the meaning of the parable. The seed is the Word of God, the Bible. How frequently do you read it? How much do you study it? How closely do you look at it? Those along the path are the ones who hear, and then the devil comes and takes away the word from their heart so that they may not believe and be saved. Those on the rocky ground are the ones who receive the word with joy when they hear it, but they have no root. They believe for a while, but in the time of testing, they fall away. The seed that fell among the thorns stands for those who hear, but as they go on their way, they are choked by life's worries, riches, and pleasures, and they do not mature. But the seed on the good soil stands for those with a noble and good heart, who hear the word, retain it, and by persevering, produce a crop. Now break down with me the different types of soil Jesus is describing. And we'll look at it again, highlighting the first type of soil. These are the ones along the path. And Jesus says that the devil comes and takes away the word from their hearts so they may not believe and be saved. They never accept the word. They never pay any attention to it. They never listen to it. They hear it, but the devil comes and takes it away before it ever penetrates their heart. They never accept it, never believe it, never trust it, find it boring, find it of no interest, find it of no importance, and they turn away from it. These individuals have the word taken from them before they ever believe it, so they are never believers, and they are never in a state of salvation. This is why the Bible will teach us over and over again, we don't baptize babies. In order for a person to become a Christian, they must first become a believer. They must believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. They must know who he is and believe in him and believe that he is the Christ, the Son of the living God. You don't do that until you're old enough to understand and comprehend and see for yourself. You don't do that as an infant. That's the first group. These people never came to saving faith. They did not believe that Jesus was Lord. And then the second one is this. Those on the rocky ground are the ones who receive the word with joy when they hear it. They believe it. They receive it with joy. They have saving faith. They become believers and they have saving faith, but they have no root. They believe for a while, but in the time of testing, they fall away. They move away from the Word of God. They no longer hold on to it. They no longer completely trust it. They no longer strive to follow after it. These individuals had saving faith, but they didn't keep it. They had saving faith, but they fell away from it. Then the third one is this one. The seed that fell among the thorn stands for those who hear. But as they go on their way, they are choked by life's worries, by riches, and by pleasure. Just too busy. Just too busy to pay attention to the Word of God. Just too busy to do the things that God would have me to do. Just too many other things that are too important, and I just don't have time for them. They are choked by the worries, riches, and pleasures, and they do not mature. They have saving faith too, but they walk away from it because they find other things more important and other things more significant. And so they don't mature. They don't continue to grow. And then the last one, and it says this, but the seed on good soil stands for those with a noble and good heart, a royal heart, a heart that strives to be like Christ, that strives to be like God. They have a noble and good heart. They hear the word, and here's the key, and they retain it. They hear it, and they hold fast to it. They continue to grow in it. Therefore, they are persevering. They maintain and continue to grow in the Word of God and in striving to become like Christ by following the will of God. And those individuals who do that produce a crop. They are the ones who are faithful. Once saved, always saved. Not according to what Jesus says. But not only that, we go a little further. Some verses I want us to notice as we head toward the conclusion. Very truly, I tell you, whoever obeys my word will never see death. How can you obey his word if you don't know it? How can I obey his word if I'm not constantly applying the word to my life? If I'm not constantly looking at what does God want me to do, and is that what I'm doing? A striving after what Jesus has commanded and what Jesus has instructed. And whoever obeys my word will never see death. And then this one. There was a woman that said to Jesus, blessed is the womb, or blessed are the breasts that gave you food. And he said, blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and obey it. More blessed than Mary, his mother. More blessed than the blessing she received from God. And Mary herself had to receive this blessing. Blessed are those who hear the word of God, who pay attention to it, who strive to know what he says and obey it. Then this one. The Spirit clearly says that in latter times, some will abandon the faith and follow deceiving spirits and things taught by demons. The Holy Spirit expressly says there will be people of faith, believers in Jesus Christ, who will abandon it, who will walk away from faith in Jesus Christ and follow after deceiving spirits, spirits that are saying this is what God would have you to do, but it's not what God would have you to do because it's not at all what God says. And they will follow after things taught by demons, things that are contrary to the will of God. They fall away as a result of doing that. Once saved, always saved is not true entirely. Then this one. Paul, writing to Timothy, look at this. Watch your life, the way you live, and your doctrine. what you teach. Watch how you're living and watch what you're teaching very closely. Persevere in them, because if you do, if you watch carefully after your life and you watch carefully, making sure that what you are saying is exactly what God would have you to say, then you will save both yourself and your hearers. This whole idea of going somewhere because of my personal preference and ignoring what might be being taught, ignoring how much the Bible might be being honored and followed, is a dangerous thing. And Paul was warning Timothy of it very early on. Watch your life and your doctrine closely. Persevere in them. And if you do that, you'll save yourself and you'll save those that are hearing you. Now, brothers and sisters, I want to remind you of the gospel that I preached to you, which you received, and on which you have taken your stand. By this gospel you were saved, if you hold firmly to the word I preached to you. Otherwise, you have believed in vain. The word he preached to us. I realize and I recognize that in all groups, you will have traditions and things that come along, that things that we do that may not necessarily be something that the Bible specifically commands of us. And sometimes those traditions become very important to us. They did with the Pharisees, and they had to guard against them all through the New Testament. Jesus would talk about individuals who follow after the traditions of men, but not after what God has said. And we have to constantly be making sure that we're in God's word, following specifically what God has said, and not just holding on to things that we've always done or holding on to thoughts that we've always had that may not be exactly what the Bible is saying or what the Bible is talking about. But here, Paul is writing to the church, telling them, hold firmly to the gospel that I preached to you, that was given to him by the Holy Spirit from Jesus Christ. Hold firmly to that. Because if you don't hold firmly to what the Bible teaches, then your belief is in vain. What are you believing? What a man thought up, instead of what God has actually said. And that's the key and the important thing for all of us. Therefore, get rid of all moral filth and the evil that is so prevalent, and humbly accept the word planted in you, which can save you. Pay attention to the word of God. You know, when we have a lesson like this, it almost sounds like, okay, this is impossible, because it's almost sounding like we're to be perfect. That's why I want you to be back tonight. We're going to pull the things together and take a look at how this works. What if there are times when I didn't listen? What if there are times I didn't pay attention? What if there are times when I ignored him? Then what? Well, you know the answer. It's in the book of 1 John chapter 1. That won't be our focus tonight, but we'll go there. That whenever we acknowledge to God that we've done wrong and we ask him to forgive us, we have his forgiveness. And we come to him and are able to continually strive to follow him every day that we live, and still have the hope of his eternal life because of his forgiveness. That's why one of my professors at Fried Hardeman used to love to make the statement, yes, it is possible for a Christian to fall away, but it's not likely. Not likely, if we understand what we need to do when we realize that we are moving away. It's not likely, because of the hope that we have in Jesus Christ. And I'm saying more about that tonight and looking at one really beautiful example. I hope you'll be with us for that this evening. There may be some here this morning who need to come home to Christ, or who are ready to be baptized into Christ. If you wish to respond to his invitation this morning, we want to offer it to you as together we stand and as we sing.